Hello and welcome to the Gateway to Higher Consciousness podcast, a space dedicated to assisting you to tap into higher levels of consciousness so that you can find answers and thrive while making changes that will benefit everyone individually and collectively. I am Veronica, your host. Join me as I share meaningful stories and conversations alongside masterclasses in how to begin your journey of awakening and uncovering the power of your consciousness. Discover how to tune into higher consciousness states and transition from feeling restricted and overwhelmed to a life full of opportunity, happiness, tranquility, and abundance. In order to use the capabilities that we have, we need first to be aware that we do have them, right? What we are not aware of, we cannot use. Although many people are awakening now to the truth of our energetic and spiritual nature, still many are identified with their minds and thoughts generating brains. This means that all the attention goes towards this faculty in detriment of many others that we do have. Let's start with a simple picture that you will know for sure. There are three bodies, simplistically put. Three bodies that we do have. Imagine it as three layers. There are more, but for the purpose of making it easier to grasp on audio only, let's stick for now with the three bodies, three layers. Okay, let's go. So we do have a body, we do have a mind, and we do have energy. Your body is your physical vessel. Your mind is about the aspects around thoughts, behaviors, beliefs, memories. Actually, both of these bodies are made out of memories. The body is literally the memory of the food that you ate during your life, and your mind reflects all you learned during life. We do have five senses that all people know and use with more or less mastery. We see, we hear, we smell, we taste, we can touch. All of these senses focus and can grasp on these two layers, body and mind. Energy is all that goes beyond of your physical vessel and beyond your purely intellectual thoughts, beliefs, and co. It's something that is not noticeable with your five senses. It goes beyond your five senses. Energy is multidimensional. It is not accessing one energy only. There are also different layers to it. That was the reason why I said that we actually do have more than just three bodies or three layers, because the energetic one is not only one layer. There are different energetical densities to it too. To access the energies and get information out of the energy is where intuition comes to play. Intuition is the antenna, the sense that helps us get the information out of energy. And intuition is exactly this. An analogy could be that it is an energetic nose or an energetic eye or ear. And this is a very important distinction. It is not the goal to have intuition per se. Like, it is not the goal to have a nose per se. It's about the ability that we can gain, or the senses that we can gain, because we do have a nose, right? So it's the same with the intuition. It's about what can we do because we have the intuition, we have this antenna. And having intuition, it's about becoming aware first that we do have it, that there is an intuition, and ultimately to train it and know how to use it. Because just because you can taste something, you have a mouth and you can taste something, it doesn't make you automatically a sommelier. Or just because you have a nose and can smell something, it doesn't make you automatically a master in perfume making. You need training. There is a discernment of the sense beyond there. It's a training. It's noticing very different scents, very different nuances. And that's the same with intuition. Intuition is a tool to access information. And the information that we access with our intuition will always, always reflect the state of consciousness that we are in. I repeat that because that's really important to know. The information that we access with our intuition will always reflect the state of consciousness we are in. Or said in a different way, just because we're intuitive, it doesn't automatically mean that we are anchored and operating from higher states of consciousness. Important. Why? Because oftentimes people who are intuitive assume that because of that, they are anchored in higher consciousness dimensions. And that is not necessarily the case. In fact, I had to learn during my life that there are super intuitive people anchored in lower consciousness. As I said before, having a nose and being capable of smelling doesn't make you a master perfume maker. You will always work with the scents that your current state is able to recognize. It's a training, right? So if you want to smell more and be able to identify different nuances, then you need to train that. You need to train your smelling sense, right? And the same happens with your intuition and with your consciousness and your consciousness capabilities. It's a tool that you have and you get to train. So basically, again, your intuition is the antenna, and improving your intuition will have an impact on getting a more clearer channel. However, the quality of the information that you get through the channel, through the antenna, your intuition, right, will depend on your ability to navigate the different frequencies. It will depend on where are you located on a frequency base. What is your main frequency range? How are you vibrating? What energies are you embodying? And that needs to be trained in a different way. Okay, so there comes the link to the analogy of the nose and the smelling. That needs a different kind of training. So you have different things to do. Or if you want to expand your consciousness, you will want to work on your intuition so that you get a clearer channel, right? So that the bandwidth, it's clean, it's open, so that you're able to get and to recognize, understand the information that you're getting through your intuition. And then there is the second step, that it's, okay, and in what kind of consciousness am I tuning myself in? And that needs a different training than the intuition. And how this works and how you can work on discerning what kind of consciousness you're tapped into, and also fine-tuning that and eventually getting better and better at tapping yourself and tuning yourself in higher dimensions and higher frequencies, this is going to be the content of another episode of this podcast. So this is what I have for you today. I'm sending you lots of love wherever you are and hope to see you here again back soon. Have a brilliant and bright day. Thank you for joining us today, because this is your space to learn how to access your amazing consciousness, expand your levels of perception, create a higher consciousness, not only for you, but all the people around you, and increase your levels of joy, love, and inner peace. We hope you gain new insight about navigating life and becoming the highest version of yourself while connecting with other vibe-minded people. So together we can collectively bring forth a new earth based on higher consciousness, freedom, love, and peace. We welcome you to join us next time, so don't forget to subscribe. And to learn more, go to higherconsciousness.academy.